looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Now, the Australian Cricketers Association is hitting out at the punishments given to our suspended cricketers. Steve Smith and David Warner have been stripped of their leadership positions. They've been suspended for 12 months. Cameron Bancroft has been banned for 9 months for his part in the cheating scandal. All three are considering appealing their punishments. They've got until Thursday to decide. But the Cricketers Association, while admitting that the players did the wrong thing, says the punishments handed down by Cricket Australia do not fit the crime. Greg Dyer is the president of the Australian Cricketers Association, and he's on the line. Greg, good afternoon.
Hello, Ben. How are you?
I'm well. There's a thing called precedent here, isn't it? We always hear about lawyers arguing precedent, and the precedent in regards to ball tampering suggests that this is way over the top.
Yeah, so we've done a review, obviously, of the various matters that have occurred previously, and I think the worst punishment which has been handed out is a two-match ban, and 100% of a match fee is about the worst of it. So disproportionate, I guess, is what we're saying, and we need to just make sure that the players consider their position in relation to that proportionality.
You're also concerned about the way that this investigation was carried out, the due process, if you like.
Yeah, a little bit, and in particular the way in which they were paraded in front of the world media on that afternoon. And it was 10 minutes after the close of play. We thought that there should have been a longer period of time given to consider the items that were presented to them, and to obviously take some advice around the way in which they should have responded and so forth. I think that's entirely fair and reasonable. We're concerned that things were rushed. And sometimes when you rush justice, you can do some injustices along the way.
Obviously, Steve Smith, David Warner and Cameron Bancroft will make their own decisions. But in the interest of fairness, are you encouraging them to appeal?
We're just providing support to them, all right? I want to be really clear about that. It's not advices that we're providing to them. We're just supporting them through this process. And they will take their own advices, obviously, and they'll make up their own mind. It's important that they do that, and it's important that they be given an appropriate amount of time to make those calls.
Good on you for supporting them, Greg. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Ben.
Greg Dyer, the president of the Australian Cricketers Association. Look, I'll have more to say on that this afternoon because they face a deadline over their punishments for ball tampering. Steve Smith, David Warner and Cameron Bancroft. It's my view that they should appeal, all three of them, and I'll detail why a little later on.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.